Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and check out all the things there. Thousands and thousands of pieces of information you can read, you can listen to, ask questions, whatever. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Carol Roth is our guest. She's our new friend, soon to be old friend. Carol, we're like the Hotel California around here. Once we find somebody who's good, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So
I need
to give you a fair warning. The book is called The Entrepreneur Equation. It's available wherever books are sold. Carol, you want to give us another website too, please?
Yes, carolroth.com, spelled the traditional way, carolroth.com.
And is that go to your site, your blog, or both?
It's a main website. You can click on blog for the blog. You can click on book to learn more about the book and videos, all kinds of great information.
And the blog and the book are both award-winning books, award-winning resources. So, folks, I encourage you to check it out. Carol, one of the things that you talk about in your book is something that I've been telling people to do for a long, long time. When people tell me they want to start a business, will I help them? You know, I ask them, well, what experience do you have in that industry? And if they say, I don't have any experience, especially if they're a young person, I say, well, my advice is that you go get some experience in that industry. And they don't like that because they want to start their business today. And here I am telling them they need to take 2 or 3 years to go get some experience in the industry. You talk about that in your book, don't you?
I do, and you know, even take 3 months, do something. Something is better than nothing. It's
right.
It's a real life MBA. Learn on somebody else's dime. It's amazing to me how easy it is for somebody who says they want to start, for example, a restaurant company, to go and work in a restaurant first to find out if they're any good at it, see if they can get promoted, see if they still like it after
right.
a certain period of time.
Because right.
sometimes people have that shiny new thing syndrome, and it really is the absolute best, cheapest insurance policy that you can take out before starting your business. And I don't know if you find this, Jim, but when I mention this to people, it's like that the thoughts never occurred to them.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of this stuff isn't rocket science. It's just taking something that seems obvious and breaking up what I call the business beer goggling, the people who are so intoxicated by the business, they think it looks much better than it is in reality.
Well, or they look at you like you looked at your dad the first time he said you couldn't do something you wanted to do when you were 14, you know, like you've licked the red off their candy or something.
Right, and they don't understand that it's for their own benefit, and that if you fail to prepare, you are prepared to fail.
Right.
If, you know, the Boy Scouts know it, always be prepared, and the best way you can get that preparation is getting the hands-on experience. And so
right.
I think it's just a really easy way for you to ensure that you're on the right path.
Right, absolutely. Now, another thing you talk about in your book is money, and I like what you say about money. The reason small businesses fail, the biggest reason is not because they don't have good people, they're not run by good people, not because they don't have a good idea or even a good product, the best food, whatever it might be. It's because they're undercapitalized and they don't understand the relationship between cash flow and profit. And you talk about this in your book when you talk about the relationship with money.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, and it's particularly a problem today because it has become easier than ever to start a business. So you get all of these people out there saying, start a business for just $100 or $1,000 or 3 cereal box tops, whatever it is. And
right.
the challenge is that it doesn't matter how much it costs to start the business. What matters is how much it costs to start plus how much it costs to operate it for a couple
mm-hmm.
years, because we all know it takes a couple of years for it to get its foundation,
right.
and how much it costs to live on in the meantime. And if you don't have enough money for all of those things, you're going to end up in a bad situation where you're choosing between funding your business and paying your mortgage. And you can't make a rational business decision when you're in that circumstance.
The road,
it's really critical.
The road to bankruptcy is paved with the personal assets of people who didn't get what you just said.
I think that's entirely correct, and I think that it's unfortunate that everybody's so focused on the start. You know very, very well how long it takes for a business to get that foundation, and it's so important that you are continuing to fund that business if you want it to grow. You don't get it started and just take money and put it in your pocket. That's the job. If you want that luxury,
right,
have the job, but the business requires investment, and if you don't give yourself enough runway, you'll set yourself up for failure.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why startups are having such a hard time right now, Carol, is because there's not as much personal credit or personal equity as we had 10, 20 years ago right now?
There isn't. And, you know, I think one of the things that a lot of the lenders have sort of wised up to is saying, hey, we're going to invest, you know, not only in people that have great credit, but in businesses that have, you know, assets and a history behind it. And you can't fund just an idea. I think people get so enamored with the idea part of it that they don't realize that they actually have to do some work, hit some milestones, invest some of their own money, get some assets in order for anybody to invest behind them.
And
so defer gratification. Move away from ideas.
Defer gratification beyond what you ever thought it could happen.
Correct.
Yeah. Think about imagine that you've got three teenagers and they're all going to the prom and they're all going to be, you know, all the things, your business is always going to need more money than you have. Hey, Carol, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
I would absolutely love to, Jim. Thanks so much for chatting with me.
It's been a lot of fun. Carol Roth, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called The Entrepreneur Equation. Also go to carolroth.com and find her site and her blog there. It's an award-winning blog. So check all that out. And when you find her book, buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.